Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Badgero. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chad Kimsey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chad Kimsey. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is hit by the pitch. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Miller scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kimsey moves to second. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Kimsey moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball towards center. Badgerow settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Badgerow. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Kimsey moves to second. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Farrell scores. Kimsey moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jack Quinn now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Kimsey scores. Blue moves to third. Badgerow moves to second. One out. It's 5-2. Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Doc Kramer now playing left field. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Blue scores. Badgerow moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kramer. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kimsey strikes out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Blue strikes out. 2 outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.